Hey everybody, this is La Petite Mac. I've seen a lot of questionnaires floating around and I've seen a couple of people fill them and I thought it would be kind of fun to try one. So this is Pretty Bookworm's Keeping It Literate questionnaire. Number one, which book got you into reading? So this one is a really tricky question for me because I grew up in a house full of books. My parents are both big readers. There are books stacked in every room, basically. So I don't know what, like, really got me into it. But I remember one of the first series that I just devoured was the Mary-Kate and Ashley Mysteries when I was a kid. I went through them so fast that my mom started giving me books for older and older people just to try and like slow me down a little bit. So she gave me like Nancy Drew, and then she started giving me like adult mysteries because this is when I was in my hardcore mystery phase. But yeah, I really loved those. Number two is your current favorite book. So this is, I think for any reader, always a really hard question to answer. The book, I guess, that's on my mind that I've enjoyed most recently is the first in a trilogy by Vivian Shaw. It's her Greta Helsing novels, and the first book is called Strange Practices. And it's just got this very, like, cozy vibe that I like almost like cozy mysteries, but it's a supernatural novel. I think it was just also, I read it at the right time. It was just what I needed. And I highly recommend it, so go check it out if you like fun spins on supernatural shenanigans. Number three, your favorite authors. Again, hard question. Off the top of my head, people that I've read a lot by or wrote books that were really dear to me. I'm a big fan of Maggie Stiefvater, who mostly does young adult. For a while there, I had read, like, every book that she put out. Now I'm kind of behind, but she's one of those authors I trust. Like, I can pretty much guarantee I will like it if I pick up something of hers. I like Seanan McGuire, mostly for her October Day books. I like Kim Harrison for her Hollows novels. And again, those are both cases where it's more about the specific series than the author, because I felt very close to the protagonist of those books. I was really invested. So yeah, those are some of my favorite authors. Number four, favorite genre. This one is actually pretty easy for me. I love urban fantasy, fantasy that is in some way grounded in the real world. And I read things that branch off from that, and I also read completely different genres sometimes. Like, you know, I will enjoy the occasional sci-fi, as long as it's not, like, hard sci-fi. Even things that, like, border on horror, although I don't generally like things that are straight-up horror. But urban fantasy is, like, my comfort place that I come back to and covers, you know, my shelves. Let's see. Number five, have you ever read erotic books? Yes. I feel like I have to be in the right mood to read strictly erotic novels. And I generally still need them to have some kind of, like, plot for me to enjoy them. But I've read some good ones. One that I personally would recommend is The Governess Affair by Courtney Milan. I think that is actually a novella that's tied into one of her series, and I haven't read any of her other books yet, but I remember really, really enjoying that one. Question six. How long does it usually take for you to finish a book? So this has kind of changed for me over the years. When I was younger, I blew through books all the time, frequently in one sitting. You know, people would comment at school that, like, they'd see me, you know, within the same week, I would be carrying around a different book than I'd had a few days before. These days, it depends on my mood and my focus. I really still love the feeling of being just totally absorbed in something and reading it cover to cover in one or two sittings. And I'm a fairly fast reader in that regard. But if I'm unfocused, or get pulled away. Sometimes it's hard for me to get back in to a book. And sometimes a book will sit for weeks or even months, and I want to go back to it, but I'm not sure if I want to start over or pick up where I left off, and it just sits and sits, and it's really embarrassing. So I can be in the middle of a whole bunch of books at once, not wanting to move on, but not going back and finishing them. And I'm trying to be better about that. Number seven, a book that after you read a few chapters, you thought, wow, this book sucks. I'm sure there have been others, but the first one that comes to mind is Heart of Darkness. I don't even think I read a few chapters. I think I got like 20 pages in. It was assigned reading for school, and I hated it. I just couldn't do it. I did all of the assignments related to it without having finished the book. And there were a couple times in school that I did that, and I'm embarrassed by it. But I did it with All Quiet on the Western Front too. That was another one I couldn't get into. Let's see the next question. Number eight, have you ever read a book with an ending that wasn't satisfying or just really bad? Of course. The one that frustrated me the most was there was a trilogy that I really enjoyed, and I got to the end of the last book, and the main character, finally got to confront someone who had ruined his life and so many ways. And he makes the decision, like on the spot, not to take revenge, which was an interesting choice. I didn't mind that, and the bad guy gets his own anyway. But he makes this decision, and you see the bad guy die, and there were pages left. I thought that this was just the end of a chapter, that there would be more wrap up, and I turned the page, and there was nothing there, and it was so dissatisfying. It was so frustrating. I didn't feel like I got any closure. And it was the worst because it was the end of the trilogy, so it's not like I could look forward to another book filling in for me. Now, I did find out the author came out with a fourth book years later, and I'm kind of curious to pick it up and see if that problem is fixed. But I was so furious. I ranted about it for days. And it still makes me mad. I haven't gone back and reread that in forever because of that. Question number nine. Have you ever had an OMG moment in a book? Like something happened in your books that you never thought would have happened, or something you never saw coming? Again, I feel like, of course, that happened to everybody if you've read a really good book. Not that all books have to surprise you. There's a comfort in something going exactly as it should, or as implied or planned. But yeah, a good author will catch you on your toes occasionally. Let me think of if I can think of a specific example. So I actually paused the recording for like several minutes trying to think of a good answer to this just because I wanted it to be satisfying and I'm anal retentive like that. And I guess one was I really love, I should have said this in the favorite author's question, the Young Wizard series by Diane Duane. And around book eight, I think it is. I don't want to spoil in case any of y'all hear this and decide to read them. But she took a beloved side character that was growing, more and more important, and turned him into something else, something much bigger than himself. And it was sort of a death, but not really. And it was set up beautifully in retrospect, but I didn't see it coming. And also, I cried a lot. So that was definitely a big OMG for me. I also reread that one probably the most out of all the books in that particular series, though. It was very, very good. Question 10, has a book ever influenced you in a big way? So I've been trying to think about this one since I read over the list of questions. Because again, I feel like the obvious answer is like yes. I feel like things I've read have sort of shaped who I am, the media I've consumed in general, even TV shows have shaped who I am and kind of my morals and how I relate to other people. It's hard to think of like one book that like changed my life or something. But I think reading the kind of books that I'm drawn to has kind of shaped me into wanting to help other people or be braver, I guess, or do the hard thing. A lot of my favorite books have heroes who are reluctant, not because they're bad people, but because they didn't want this responsibility or they don't think they're worthy of it. But they do things not for the glory, but because they have to be done. And I find that really inspiring. From another angle, I think, you know, books have helped me kind of think about what I want in my life. You know, something will resonate really deeply with me and either be like, oh, I didn't realize that about myself, or, oh, I want that. Like, you know, sometimes a book just makes you want. A good example, I guess, would be like relationships. I love love stories. I've loved them my whole life. And the more I read, the more I explore, the more I get little pieces filled into the puzzle in my mind of like, this is what I want out of a relationship. Like, oh, I want what those two characters have. I want what those people have. I want someone who checks in with me that way, or, you know, has those kinds of priorities. So I don't know, I guess that's kind of a boring answer, but that I think would be a big part of it. this was a fun questionnaire. I hope my answers weren't too boring and that you guys enjoyed them. I'll probably do more another time, because I love things like this. So it's nice to meet all of you folks at GWA Backstage. I hope you enjoyed getting to know me better, and I'll see you around the Reddit.